At least 14 people are reported injured in an overnight Russian attack on Ukraine's Sumy region. This includes a family with three children, aged 5 months, 4 years and 6 years old. That's according to Ukrainian officials, who say Russia launched 15 drones in the attack on the Sumy region in the early hours of Wednesday. Meanwhile, in Ukraine's Odessa region, firefighters were dealing with the aftermath of another reported Russian drone strike. Ukrainian officials called it a massive drone strike, saying it injured one person and caused a large fire. Over 50 emergency workers battled the flames. And in neighboring Poland on Wednesday, a military drone fell and exploded in a cornfield in the NATO member country. Polish officials say it may have been a Russian version of an Iranian drone.
Once again, we are dealing with a provocation by the Russian Federation, with a Russian drone. We are dealing with it in a crucial moment, when discussions about peace are underway.
Residents in the area where the drone made impact recount the moment of the explosion.
You're sitting there, doing something on your computer, your wife's practically asleep, and then boom, the entire house shakes.
An attack on Poland would mean an attack on NATO, which could have serious consequences. Poland also directly borders Germany, which has the highest GDP and is one of the most influential countries in Europe. Poland's defense minister says Russia's goal is to provoke Western allies.